What was your first story?
A 26-year-old woman who is alleged to have been stabbed various times by her husband in front of her 5-year-old daughter.
Do you know, I'm 29 years old. And just last week, I did a post on Instagram and I made t-shirts. I made 2 of them, different colors. I feel like I need to make 50 of them so I can wear one every day. The t-shirt says, "I hope I don't get killed for being a woman in South Africa today." I saw it from a photo that went viral in the US around Black Lives Matter. And he said, I hope I don't get killed for being black in America. And I said, I hope I don't get killed for being a woman in South Africa. And what triggered that, I actually shot that campaign or shot with that t-shirt a while back. And I didn't know how to post it. And then what triggered it last week was being harassed for the 3rd time at a shopping center in 1 week by a man who is catcalling me, who wants to make his space in my space. Yeah. You know, your personal bubble. Yeah. You're right next to me. And I said to this man, listen, I'm not interested. And he told me to do it off. And I thought to myself, if I have to react back to this man, I don't know what's going to happen to me. I might end up, I don't even know. I don't even want to think about it. And then hearing about a 26-year-old woman when you're not even far from her age. And then next week or tomorrow, the president will be outraged.
Yeah.
It's time that they step up and do something. We're tired of outrage. We're tired of press conferences and stories and. They really need to step up and do something. And I don't know what it's going to take for us to do, for them to sit up and listen, or what else needs to happen in the country. Ma ons is moeg. We are exhausted. We really, really are.